Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
We've got your Oklahoma FFA coverage from the 2017 National FFA Convention in Indianapolis on radio, mornings and midday on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Updates each morning on our Farm and Ranch News email. Ongoing coverage all day on the Blue Green Gazette on the OklahomaFarmReport.com website. And we'll even have an ongoing blog through Twitter coverage. Check our website for details. It's all a service of the Oklahoma FFA Alumni and the Oklahoma FFA Association, building tomorrow's leaders today.
Monitor crop health using satellite imagery from Encirca Services. Snapshots of your fields provide quick visualizations of crop growth patterns. To monitor changes in crop health, Encirca Services satellite imagery helps inform field scouting, providing early warning and timely resolutions to help maximize your harvest results. Put Encirca Services to work on your operation all season long. Contact your local DuPont Pioneer sales professional or Encirca Certified Services agent to learn more.
Well, live and feeder futures should open significantly lower, actually, this morning, pressured by larger-than-expected September placement and long liquidation. The hog paper should open on a mixed basis with nearby issues better supported than the deferreds. At the feedlots, expect a typically quiet Monday, limited to the distribution of new show lists, and our guess is that ready numbers will be about steady with last week. At the CME, officials announcing 32 deliveries against spot October live, 18 new and 14 retendered, all at West Point. Dollar live and feeder futures are likely to open sharply lower today, primarily checked by bearish placement news disclosed on Friday. Now, the cash hog market should reassert the same firm undertone it's enjoyed for most of the of October. Opening bids today seem staged to be about steady to a dollar higher. The futures should open on a mixed basis with front contracts better supported than their back counterparts. Private exporters reported three more large export sales, two for corn and one for soybeans on Friday, and that's usually good enough for a modest bump in prices, but too many other supply and demand factors also in play on Friday as well. And as a result, small gains early in the day after the large sales were announced gave way to moderate losses for corn, soybeans, and wheat. The wheat prices continue down its current four-week slide, with the December Chicago futures falling another 6 3/4 cents, closing at 426, while December Kansas City was down 7 cents, closing at 422 and a quarter. Minneapolis spring wheat futures also lower, December futures falling 4.5 cents, closing at 609 and 3/4.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Corn prices may have trouble getting out from under the weight of a heavy U.S. crop, a near-record 171.8 bushels per acre, according to the latest USDA estimates, and prices fell again on Friday. We'll check all your futures in just a moment. Well, December live cattle up 45 at 116.60, and the February was up 62 at 121.27. November feeder cattle up 30 cents, 153.07. January up 12 cents, 151.32. December hogs down up 60 cents at 64.85, and February was up 62 cents at 69.10. Kansas City hard red winter wheat December down 6.5, 422 and 3/4. March down 6.5 at 440 and 3/4. Chicago wheat December down 6 3/4 at 426, and the March was down 6 3/4 at 444.5. December corn was down 4.5 at 344.5, and March was down 4 1/4 at 358.5. November soy was down 7 3/4 at 978 3/4. January down 7 3/4 at 989 1/4. On the cotton futures, December up 154, 68.42. March up 143, 68.20. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.